Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
We cannot give up on this issue. That is spoken by Rick Warren as he defends marriage at a Vatican conference. We're going to be talking about it at Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, you had a prominent evangelical pastor defend marriage at the Vatican, saying that the church must fight against the sexual revolution and stand for biblical truth about marriage and sexuality. He was speaking at Pope Francis's Humanum conference recently in November, and he specifically said, you cannot give up on this issue. I think that is a strong statement, and hopefully some other pastors will take note.
That's right, yeah. At the Pope Francis's Humanum conference, November 17th, you know, Rick Warren, Southern Baptist ethicist Russell Moore, a number of other evangelicals came alongside our brothers and sisters in the Catholic faith and stood firm in defense of natural marriage and against the radical sexual revolution. And regrettably, this whole idea of same-sex marriage is the culmination of this sexual revolution wrecking ball that is bringing our society across the globe down. It's rotting the institutions of natural family and natural marriage. And boy, it was encouraging to me. My biggest takeaway from all this was how encouraged I was to see Catholics and Protestants coming together and forming a unified front to defend natural marriage.
You know, I was at an event at the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and I was invited there, one of 13 people. On one side of the table, on the other side of the table were 14 clergy from Russia. They range from the head of the Orthodox Church in Russia to evangelical clergy. And the head of the Orthodox Church in Russia got up and spoke, and he started off by saying that they have these different kinds of relationships with these different organizations in the United States, and some of those were liberal religious organizations. And then he said, but we've had to actually split ways with the Episcopalian because of their ordaining a homosexual bishop. And then he went on to say how some religious leaders are compromising and abandoning biblical truth with regards to marriage, homosexuality, and abortion. And he said that that is an area where we want to have collaborative efforts here with our brothers and sisters in the United States. And the other ones got up and said the same thing. It was amazing how they realized that these issues are critically important. On the other hand, we had three pastors or one professor get up on our side to speak. And one of them talked about the Good Samaritan, one about the woman at the well, and the other about Christology. And I turned to someone who was with me and I said, these are ships passing in the night. The people on that side, speaking of the Russian clergy from Orthodox to Evangelical, they get it. They understand these issues are critical. We need to work together. The people on this side, which is the American clergy, they seem to be clueless, and they're not listening to what these people are saying. What Rick Warren said at the Vatican, and this was at the International Interreligious Colloquium on the Complementarity of Man and Woman that was convened at the Vatican, you had evangelicals and you had Catholics coming together saying, these are issues we cannot compromise. They get it. They understand it. And as Rick Warren says, it's a total myth that you could have a compromise and give up on biblical truth in marriage in order to evangelize. That's a total myth. And I think pastors in this country ought to hear that message loud and clear.
Well, that's right. I mean, the secularists and leftists who claim the mantle of Christianity try to frame this as if there's actually some kind of reasonable debate that can be had here. This is not a left versus right, conservative versus liberal analysis. This is very clearly a biblical versus a non-biblical analysis. And the guidepost here, the measure the measuring stick here to use is the word of truth. It's truth itself, is the Holy Scriptures, and it's encouraging to see across the globe. This is spiritual warfare we're talking about here. This is not a political battle. It manifests itself in the political realm, in the realm of politics, and in the realm of entertainment, in the realm of culture. But isn't this, Matt, ultimately, isn't this a spiritual battle?
It is. In fact, Rick Warren actually said this: to redefine marriage would destroy the picture that God intends for marriage to portray. And we cannot cave on this. It is a picture of Christ in his church. In fact, that's what Ephesians chapter 5 says. It is a spiritual battle. It's a spiritual issue. It's a direct attack on God himself. Marriage is a paradigm of Christ's relationship to his church. And that's why it has such a huge consequence. He goes on to say that the so-called gender ideology confuses our identity and destroys our dignity, and that the covenant of marriage and the act of sex parallel in intimate relationship with God, that unites, as Jesus says, the two become one. Also, it's the same way when he has joined himself to his body. And Rick Warren goes on to say, marriage can only be between a man and a woman, and it is a reflection of Christ's love for his church. This, he says, is the deepest meaning of marriage, this is the most profound purpose of marriage, and this is the strongest reason why marriage can only be between a man and a woman.
And Rick Warren is so right here, and he framed that so well. You know, secularists try to couch this as if it's just an extension. Just all we're asking is for the same rights, or that this is just an extension of marriage. We're just building on to the fabric of marriage itself by extending marriage. No, these are flip sides to a coin here. God designed marriage as between man and woman. This was in Genesis, and Christ himself reiterated this in Matthew 19, that it's between a man and a woman. But the flip side, if God is the author of marriage, man-woman marriage, then you have to ask, we're talking about the spiritual context here, who is the author of this perverted marriage, idea of marriage, which is the flip side of the coin? God is the author of natural marriage. The enemy is the author of unnatural marriage. And that's what we're talking about here, unnatural marriage, counterfeit marriage. It's the flip side to the coin. It's light and dark.
And this consequence of attempting to redefine marriage not only is detrimental to the spiritual and the children, but also it has consequences with regards to religious freedom. You've got people right now wanting to have the Duggars removed from their television program. Why? Because they are opposing, like many people are, in Fayetteville, Arkansas, a city ordinance that actually says that if you're a man, you can use the woman's restroom. Even in churches. The petition, in this case, has gathered close to 80,000 signatures. All they needed was like 15,000. They blew away the number of signatures that were gathered there. But because the Duggars have a common sense, a Judeo-Christian belief that male is male and female is female, and men shouldn't be using the women's restroom, now some people are saying, well, they shouldn't even have a TV show. They should not be able to work for a living. This has consequences for religious freedom.
And that's right. And along with this redefinition of marriage, same-sex marriage, comes fascism. Matt, that is fascism. Marriage and same-sex marriage and religious liberty cannot coexist in harmony.
They cannot. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website. We have great resources there. My book, Same-Sex Marriage, Putting Every Household at Risk, Rena Linda Voltsen's book, Only One Mommy, and Dr. Judith Reisman's books. We have Sexual Sabotage and Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence, all right there at the Liberty Counsel website. Any contribution to Liberty Counsel between now and December 31 is doubled, so make your contribution count. Double the impact of your contribution between now and the end of the year. Again, you can go to lc.org, Liberty Counsel's website, or libertycounsel.com. You can order some of our resources on this issue of marriage. This is a battle that's coming to you, whether it's a pleasant discussion or not, and I understand that it's not. It's a battle that's coming to you. Why? Because this is a pervasive, aggressive agenda. It is not something that we can coexist with. This is not something you can just simply compromise. There is no navigating this issue. This is a head-on collision. You're going to make a choice on this issue. It is a choice that will happen in our lifetime. Get educated about it and stand up for your family, faith, and freedom. Go to lc.org. Remember, any contribution to Liberty Council between now and the end of the year will be doubled. So make your contribution go twice as far. Your 25 becomes 50, your 50, 100, and 100 becomes 200, and so forth. Between now and the end of the year, any contribution, however many you make, between now and December 31st, will be doubled. Make your impact grow.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.